This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
But 855-993-7569 if you have something on your mind and you'd like another opinion or an opinion or a little bit of problem solving, give me a holler. 855-99-37569, or which is 855-99-DR-JOY. One of my favorite things in my life. Yay, your phone number named after me. Yay. All right. I'm sharing this story with you for two reasons. All right, here's a story. A little boy who's, I think, 10 years old. Let's see how old he actually is. Has a little brother who had an accident, so his mom has to stay home. Yeah, he's 10 years old. And take care of a little boy, so there's not much money. She couldn't go into work. So he needs schools coming up. He needs school supplies. So he decided to start mowing people's lawns to get school supplies. Okay, and so Blake is talking to him about this, and it says, and then you're not going to believe what happened. And Blake said, yeah, he got arrested for not having a permit. It's one of the reasons I love Blake, is he has that kind of sardonic sense of humor. That isn't what happened. I think it actually makes a much better story about the America we live in right now, but it's not. That people heard about it and they donated supplies to him and whatever, and it, which isn't quite as interesting a story. But the, I mean, God bless the kid.
Happier
and
ending.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Happier ending.
Yeah, but not as much fun.
Right.
But in my building, it's interesting enough that they actually sent out. My building tends to be very community oriented. You know, we really feel that we're part of a larger community here. And so we do things like we do Toys for Tots, and a lot of people do. The only thing that I've been completely unsuccessful at getting them to do is do a lending library, because I read 6 or 7 books a week. And so we could trade off, and what I end up doing is just giving the books away, which isn't quite as much fun as getting some books back, but nevertheless. But one of the programs that they've started, they also do, they collect coats in the winter, and they have food drives. And this one there, that you're supposed to pack a backpack with school supplies. And I thought, can I just give somebody a check? I don't have time to go to Staples. So it's a good story. I actually do like Blake's version. It's not better. It's just, you can see that kind of thing happening, right? In fact,
well, the lemonade stand that,
yeah.
Was that a year or two ago where the girls had a lemonade
stand? More recently than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, but any time people are eating food, see, that's one of the things I can really understand. I've been associated with the food bank in New York and City Harvest for years. And before I was associated with them, I guess just when City Harvest was beginning in New York, which is, it's now, it's not in every city, but it's in a lot of cities. And the idea is rescuing food. That we waste, that supposedly 60% of all food is wasted in this country, that anything that's purchased. So it's a huge thing in a country, in a world that's hungry, and also in a country that's got a major hunger problem, especially with kids and people under the poverty line. So it just makes some sense to figure out a way of doing this. And City Harvest has done a terrific job of it. And they've done it by being incredibly efficient in terms of refrigerating stuff and getting it from the donor to the recipient in a very short period of time. Because otherwise, think about it, you're worrying about contamination. And some things are more prone to spoilage than others, but still, you don't want somebody's good deed to give somebody else salmonella.
Right.
Right? Food poisoning, something. So so when I was just beginning to get involved with them, so this was maybe a decade ago, I was doing a lot of flying. I had some books out, so I was doing a lot of flying for book tour. And because I was on, because the publishers were sending me, I often got to fly first class or business class. And if you've ever done that in the old days, I don't know it's true anymore, but it used to be. And the other thing I did was I was going on cruises. Both first-class air travel and cruises have an enormous amount of food that's never touched. It's never served. It's kept refrigerated. And it's just thrown away. And given the fact that I live in a city that has three major airports, I thought, well, here's a way of doing it. And it turns out that the rules are just so intense. And my first thought was, this is really stupid. This is bureaucracy at its most callous. Until you think about the consequences, especially for planes and ships that do international travel, that foodstuff and people ingesting them and not having complete control over those kinds of things are major. And they were absolutely right to, and I was just frustrated because they said, well, we'll check. And what they should have said to me, which is what someone finally did on a cruise ship, said, you don't understand how strict the regulations are about going between states. See, what City Harvest does is the only things they import, for example, like potatoes from Iowa, but even then, they're refrigerated, they're in refrigerated trucks, that they're enormous consequences to not being careful about things that are ingested. And we see this all the time. I mean, ask Chipotle if you don't believe me. And this is a major company, and they're not giving it away. They're buying it, and they're still running into huge problems. So it's one of those things that making a kid have a permit to mow the lawn, stupid, and didn't happen. Blake made that up out of his wicked but funny imagination. But foodstuffs and lemonade and bake sales, a lot of places don't have bake sales anymore because of the liability issues, not only because of spoilage, but of nut allergies and yep. gluten allergies and yada yada. So, you know, I'm much more sympathetic with anything that's ingested than I am with things that just don't make a whole lot of sense. And at first blush, outlawing the bake sale, you can say perfectly legitimately that we all went through school on bake sales and class trips and stuff. Who knows? I don't know if people are more sensitive, if they're more super bugs. I don't know exactly what the issue is, but those to me make a lot more sense. You don't want your good deed to make somebody very sick. And especially if you've got people who don't have much access to medical care, don't have great nutrition, and may not have great housing situations, getting something that can dehydrate you can literally kill you. So it's one of the things that I reluctantly became educated about and more sympathetic to. I also, with September 11th, was down with people trying to donate food for firefighters and whatever. It was hot. It was very warm that year, and there was not adequate refrigeration. And if we couldn't get the food stuff, we couldn't get it down to ground zero. But if we couldn't get it to a shelter within a couple of hours, we had to dispose of it because the pathogens, the threat of disease was just too high. And but you didn't say that to people who were trying, who would bring you literally food from their table and say, want to do something, because they did want to do something. And it was understandable that they wanted to do something. It just wasn't safe how they were doing it. So, and places who figured out how to do that. And I, from my understanding, City Harvest has huge, they're very careful. They do refrigerate stuff, and they have huge insurance policies. And I've also done the market with them as well, which is, if you ever want to do, I did it when it was just about, I think it was 102 degrees, and I was doing an open-air market and moving, I literally helped move, I think it was 6 tons of produce in a couple of hours. I don't actually recommend that. I think there are easier ways to do good. I just, and someone actually said, can we do a picture? And I thought, no. I think I was too weak to even say no, and there's just sweat pouring. It was not my finest moment, but. What can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. You know, we should probably put that up on Facebook. Have you ever done a good deed that got punished? Right? That statement. That's another one of those statements. No good deed goes unpunished. Speaking of which, thank you, Steve. The Burmese Mountain Dog. It also may have been the Bouvier de Flanders, because I think that's where I got the Brussels part. They're similar looking dogs, as far as I know. What do I know? I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7... that thing stopped right in the middle. 855-993-7569. All right, we've got a bunch of movies coming out today, some major big ones, some little smaller ones. And I thought what we would do is I got asked a question a couple days ago, about what movies did I think had influenced people positively or negatively. What did we learn from movies? And I was kind of thinking about it, obviously, out loud, and said, I think we learned essentially everything from movies. We learn how to date. We learn how to kiss. We learn how to make up with our family. We learn how to deal with bullies. We learn how to smoke, how to drink. We learn essentially everything from, or just a lot of stuff from the movies. So I thought I'd ask as well, what have we learned from the movie? So what did people come up with? All right, are we there or not there? Let's see what's going on here.
Sorry, I'm...
That's right, Maggie's on the... All right, so let's... We'll take... You know, I should know by now that if Blake or Jake or Manny don't answer, it's because they're answering the phone for me. Maggie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Maggie, we got you?
Maggie,
we got you.
Well, hi.
Hi there.
I've been listening to you for quite a while when I get a chance.
Yeah, Maggie, I think you probably want to turn down your radio because otherwise it's going to be confusing.
Yeah, my radio's off. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to get out of my car.
Okay, fair enough.
Hi. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Maggie. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering, I'm living in a small town over here in Washington State.
Okay.
And I've been listening to the news and all that stuff. And I mean, I'm not much into politics. I just really got into the racing thingy because I never watched much into it. But I never realized that there was still so much hatred involved in this, in the United States of all places. And it just kind of baffles me as to why. You know, I just don't understand that, and just, like, I lose sleep over it and all that kind of stuff, because it's just kind of weird and odd. And like I say, we don't experience that over here that much, or if even ever, you know.
Well, you're saying that when you say over here, are you talking about Canada? Are you talking about Washington State? What are you talking about?
Yeah, when what I see on TV, like, let's say, for instance, the difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, when I watch it on live TV, the difference on that, I've never realized, and because, again, I'm not don't know much about politics stuff, Democrats or Republicans, but I never realized how there's still hatred towards minorities from the Republican, and I'm not saying all Republicans, but majority of the Republicans that are in the rally, it just totally amazes me.
Okay, let's say a couple things about that. Because I'm not disagreeing with you as much as saying that I think there are a couple of factors here. That you've got a party that is trying... I think this country... that the amount of antipathy between the races has increased in the last couple of years. I think the amount of anger in this country has increased in the last couple of years, and racism has historically been, if you're mad, you got to pick somebody to blame. And so you can blame immigrants, you can blame women, you can blame people of different religions, you can blame people of different color, because whenever people have a sense that they are not getting what they want, that life isn't treating them well enough, they look for someone to blame. And they look for someone to blame because, God forbid, we should look at ourselves and say, well, you know, maybe I need to work harder or get a better job or get better education or whatever. We don't do that. Human beings don't do that. They look for someone to blame. And they look for someone who's as much different from them as they possibly can. So, which is why race and religion and sex and ethnicity, income come into play, because it's much easier to point your finger and say, they're the problem, because either I want what they have or they're trying to take things away from me. And that's unfortunately part of the human psychology, part of the human psyche. So number one, as economic conditions worsen, you're going to get more frustration, more anger. And I think that even though the economy is getting better, it's part of my theory of unrest, Maggie, is that when things are terrible, it's not when you get unrest. When things begin to get better, but they're not where you want them to be, and you're terrified you're going to go backwards, is when things are the most unstable. What's happened after the Civil Rights Act? The French Revolution happened after the reforms. So that the fact is, in some ways, in 2008, which was kind of the worst of the economic situation, things were much more stable than they are 8 years later, because things have gotten somewhat better. They're not where most people want them to be, and they're terrified that we're going to return to them, which means you've got an economic basis for instability. I think the internet, personally, I saw a movie last night. One of the things that happens in Werner Herzog's movie is a family who, it's a tragic story. Their daughter was involved in a car accident, and somebody took pictures of her, and she was in terrible physical shape. She died, but then they circulated the pictures, and the family therefore hates the internet, as you can imagine. And the woman refers to it as the devil's intercom, that it's the Antichrist. I'm not sure I'd go that far, but the point is that I think everybody agrees that the internet is just a place for people to be anonymously ugly, to be angry, right, to say terrible things, because there's no accountability. So if you get bad economic, if you get changing economic conditions leading to instability, you get people who are angry, who want to blame, you get a political system that's not working very well, and you get a whole system that everybody's connected of being negative, you've got a great basis for exactly what's occurring right now. The fact that the Republican Party, with all due respect or disrespect, is falling apart. I mean, Republicans are... I read something in the paper today that said that a large part of the Republican Party are trying to figure out how to not let Trump run. Not win. They're talking about running. So you've got all this instability. You have a candidate who seemingly is playing to some of this. And I don't think you can blame Republicans, the Republican Party, or even Donald Trump for the situation, but I think that there are people who are a bit more willing to exploit it than others. But we have a situation that's economically unstable. You've got a lot of angry people. You get a lot of distrust of the government. You've got a whole interconnection of negativity. So I think that's part of what's going on. And the problem about the internet at this moment and the media is that it adds to it. Every time you see an article about it, somebody else feels that they have permission to say something ugly. Everybody types on the internet. Hang on for me just a second, because I want you to be able to respond as well. Hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, we've got a bunch of movies coming out today. I'll just do them in the order that they're listed. If I'm going too fast, you can go. Well, I'm not going to go too fast, but you can go to drjoy.com, which is where they're all listed. Okay, in no particular order, Pete's Dragon, which is 102 minutes. All right, let me tell you the good news and the bad news about this one. First of all, it is rated PG. It's from Disney. And as we know, Disney movies tend to kill off moms, right? You've got Bambi, you've got Dumbo, you've got Lion King, right? And I will just tell you, it's not much of a spoiler alert, because it happens in about the first 75 seconds of the movie, that this cute little five-year-old boy is on a vacation with his parents and talking about an adventure, and mom turns around to tell him what a brave boy he is, and then a deer hits the car. Okay, trust me, it's not a spoiler alert. That happens in the first couple seconds. It may be why you don't want to take your kid to this movie, okay? Or at least tell them it's going to happen, because it's kind of shocking, not only in its violence, but, I mean, I know it's sort of what Disney movies are all about, but still, okay? All right, so this kid, then the second thing that happens that makes this movie a little difficult is the kid, instead of staying with the car and waiting for someone to come rescue him, wanders off into the forest. And the second scary thing that happens about 45 seconds later is a band of wolves show up. The band of wolves mysteriously disappear, and an adorable dragon shows up. All right, and this dragon is called Elliot because a cute little boy has been reading, Pete has been reading a book called Looking for Elliot, which is about a dog, actually. So the question is can Pete's dragon do what BFG didn't do, which I actually liked as well. I mean, the movie itself is lovely once it gets going. It's just that the beginning couple minutes, like 2 minutes, are genuinely upsetting and scary and frightening to small kids, not to mention to adults. This also stars Bryce Dallas Howard as a forest ranger, Una Lawrence, who was the cute kid in Bad Moms, is also in this. Oakes Fegley is the cute little boy who, and this movie becomes, I suppose, because if you're, when I saw this, it was a surprise to me of who plays Bryce Dallas Howard's dad, and so I won't tell you who it is, so I'm not spoiling anything if you don't know. But he's wonderful to watch on screen. And the idea is that they live in a small logging community in which there is a legend of a dragon. And the rest of the movie, after the first couple minutes, is really charming and a combination of How to Train Your Dragon and Romulus and Remus and, I guess, BFG. It's really a lovely movie that is about love and loss and forgiveness and all sorts of cool things. But that first couple minutes, and, you know, I guess that's a dilemma of the storytelling, is that's what happens in the story, and so what do you do in the movie? So I don't have a good answer for it. I'm just telling you that if you have a young, impressionable kid, you either need to tell them what's going to happen the first couple minutes or not take them to this movie, okay? Florence Foster Jenkins is Meryl Streep and Hugh Grant. This is based on a true story of a woman whose name was Florence Foster Jenkins. And she was a very wealthy woman who had sponsored a lot of things and viewed herself as an opera singer. Hugh Grant plays her somewhat sexually ambiguous husband who loves her dearly and helps her mount a recital at Carnegie Hall. And Meryl Streep, I mean, this is, you know, mother's milk to her. She loves this kind of thing. And there is actually a real recording of Florence Foster Jenkins singing, which I think they play at the end of the movie, that she became, as you say, a viral sensation well before social media. So there you go. Isn't that nice to know that you too can have a terrible voice and go to Carnegie Hall? My only complaint with this, and I'm not sure it's a huge complaint, is that I'd seen Marguerite, which was the French version of this, about 6-8 months before, and I thought it was better. This one chews a little bit on the scenery as far as I'm concerned. So if you're going to go see Florence Foster Jenkins, go see it first, and then go see Marguerite. Marguerite won, like, 11 Césars, just because it's much more subtle, it's much quicker, it's, I think, much sweeter in some ways. But this one's got the big marquee name, so you'll get a kick out of it. Sausage Party. Sausage Party was the second movie that I saw in one day about sausages. Yes, 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 Freud was right that they are phallic symbols, and this one doesn't even, I mean, the first time you see it, it sort of seems tacky and rude and kind of funny. By the 50th time you've seen it, not so much funny anymore. It's Seth Rogen, and Seth has already gotten scolded for talking about men's sausages Kristen Wiig is also in it. It is animation. Jonah Hill. I don't know. That Seth Rogen certainly can convince Sony to let him do anything. And this is sort of anything. It's only 90 minutes. It does seem a little longer than that at a couple of junctures. It is R-rated. It's animation. Every 18-year-old boy in the world is going to go to see this movie. It takes place in a supermarket, and there's something to offend literally everybody. They do a song about how much God loves them, all the fruits and vegetables and products. It's racist. It's sexist. It's got a bagel and lavage talking about the Palestinian-Israeli issue, yada, yada, yada. And so, that, as I said, every 18-year-old boy will just think this is really tacky fun, and it is. There aren't that many animations that have the C-word used quite so liberally. And the notion is that all these fruits and vegetables, including the hot dogs and the buns, think that the gods will anoint them as soon as they leave the grocery store, and the honey mustard comes back to say all is not well. If you're laughing hilariously, you may like this movie. Be prepared. It is very raunchy. Hell or High Water is an old-fashioned, new kind of movie. It's a Western that's got that has got Jeff Bridges in it, and he's just playing wonderful in this. Ben Foster is also in it. Chris Pine. This is really fun. About two brothers and a sheriff who's about to retire, and it's modern enough that they talk about that the bad guys are really the banks and people losing their homes. So it's set in kind of a contemporary, at least, economic world. It's kind of a little movie that will sort of grab you, and I think you'll like it a lot. And they don't even give Jeff billing in this one, which is kind of strange since it's really his movie. This is also politically incorrect at one point. He has the sidekick that he gives a hard time to, but you know that it's kind of with affection. This is really a lovely little movie that it's also rated R, partially for language. And if you you have some choices this week. Two other little movies, both of which are subtitled. One is My King, Mon Roi, which is a wonderful tale about a woman. Vincent Cassel plays this charming scoundrel. She won the Outstanding Actress Award, Emmanuel Bouguer, at Cannes. It's his movie to a very large extent, even though she's wonderful in it. And anybody who's ever been involved with the wrong man will understand this. It's really a wonderful movie. The other movie, which is a little more ambiguous, but still well done, stars Matthias Schoenaerts and Diane Kruger, who seems to be everywhere. He plays a soldier who's at least temporarily on leave because he has post-traumatic stress disorder, and he's hired by his buddy who runs a security force to protect the wife and child of a Lebanese businessman while he's out of town. And so we don't understand whether he's paranoid or perceptive. And it's a very interesting movie. Disorder referring to, is it internal, external? It's a thoughtful, interesting movie. So Disorder's good. Mon Roi is good. I think that Hell and High Water is wonderful. Sausage Party, tacky. Florence Foster Jenkins, okay. Pete's Dragon. So a bunch of choices. Check out the reviews. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty. So let's hear what the program director question for me is at this moment.
Yeah, Mary wants to know, she says, Dr. Brown, I want your comments about dreams. Love for you to give us your opinion. Thank you.
Well, that's not a very specific question. Look, I'm a psychologist, so dreams to me are really fascinating kinds of things. I guess I'll give you as much an overview, and if you have a specific question about it, you can call me back. Let me just tackle the concept of dreams generally, and then we can talk about things like recurring dreams, which is usually what people are asking me about. There are people on every way, on both ends of the spectrum, people who think that dreams are just your brain just doing a dump, that they mean nothing, and people who think that dreams are prescient, that you can actually tell the future through dreams. And those, at least that one set of theories, is as old as human history, that there have been, as long as we've known about dreaming, that there have been people who felt that they were either possessed or that they were messages from the gods or that there are people who had special abilities to tell the future. And quite often the people who dreamt, and sometimes people induce dreamlike states to tell the future, were viewed as holy men or women, shamans. At some point in history, at some point they were probably considered witches and burned at the stake. Depending on who was in charge at the time and how valuable men or women were considered at the time. There are other people who feel that dreams are the way that the people who are no longer with us communicate with us, whether they're a real presence or an imagined presence. So you can see that dream work, because we spend a third of our lives in theory, Blake, are you listening? A third of your life, that means 8 hours,
yeah.
Asleep. That most people dream, 80% of the population dreams about 80% of the time, and 80% of the time people dream in color. Most of the things that we know about sleep and, for example, rapid eye movement, which is the dream part of our cycle, has been in studies since World War II, because especially, and came, a large part of it came out of Japan, although there's been a lot of work done in this country as well, because Japan, following World War II, needed to convert to a 24-hour economy, so they had to figure out how people slept and why people slept and whether dreaming, what part dreams played in it, and whether what sleep was restful and what wasn't, what parts of the brain. We now can study dream behavior a lot more specifically than we could before, because we can see what's going on in the brain. We can do electrodes and we can do EEGs. So that whole issue about why we dream, what we dream, how we dream, when we dream, is still being discussed and sometimes argued. I'm probably one of those people who thinks that whenever people say, well, you know, I can tell the future, I say, well, write it down. Because one of the things about dreams is that they tend to be kind of fuzzy. And so you can be in a situation that's similar to your dream and say, aha, I knew that was going to happen. Or people who say they dream about plane crashes. Well, if you wait long enough, there's probably going to be a plane to crash or that someone's going to die. Most of us have had the sense in a dream of not being able to tell if it was real or not, going into work and sort of blushing when you see a coworker because you had a dream about that coworker. So dreams seem to be able to integrate external events into a dreamscape. We've all had the experience, or most of us, I would say, have had the experience of an open window and getting cold, and there being cold in our dream, that we're in a refrigerator, or we're skiing or whatever. I think certainly as children we have the notion when our bladders are full that, and I think even as adults, some of us who are very much in touch with our dreams, dream about, oh wow, I'm looking for a bathroom. Most of us have trained ourselves to wake up when that happens, as opposed to dreaming that, okay, we found a bathroom, because the consequences that are very warm to begin with and then very cold and smelly. So the idea that we can integrate things that are happening externally in our physical world during our sleep phase, most people will report who dream will talk about the fact that they, a very common dream is running and someone pursuing you. And we know there's actually some physiological basis for that, that we secrete at the neuromuscular junction a substance that is mildly paralytic. So if our dream and our waking cycle is slightly out of sync, it doesn't have to be very much out of sync, that notion that we're trying to swim through water and we can't quite get our breath is very much coming out of a dream state. And with the stuff at the neuromuscular junction that acts mildly paralytic, making us nervous and feeling like we in fact are paralyzed, because it's a legitimate interpretation of what's happening in our body. People, all right, so there, this raises a couple of other questions. Number one, can you program your, does everybody dream? And the answer is probably not, but most people do. If you're one of those people that thinks you don't dream, it's very likely you, it's not that you're not dreaming, it's that you're not accessing your dreams, you're not being able to remember them. And one of the things you can do, as a therapist, I've sort of shown people how to do this, is just begin, before you get out of bed in the morning, before you do anything, before you stretch, before you go to the bathroom, before you take a drink of water, just write down anything you can remember. And after about a month, most people begin remembering dreams, number one. Number two, who could interpret dreams? Well, there are lots of books about dream interpretation, including Freud's and Jung's. You can call me about them. There do seem to be some pretty universal symbols, but the real person who knows about the dream is always the dreamer. But we dream sometimes in code. As a therapist who deals with dreams, I do that kind of like the box in the box, that sort of interpretive kind of thing. I can literally interpret my dreams as I'm going along, which is kind of stupid. I mean, I'm a psychologist. Why am I going to dream in code for myself? Which gets us very quickly to the notion of recurrent dreams. And quite often they're associated with anxiety. Sometimes the anxiety that actually triggered them or created them is lost in the mists of time, but they recur at other times when we're under some kind of pressure or stress. So if you can begin to write down your dreams and anything you can remember, sights, smells, people in the dreams, you can very likely begin to interpret your own dreams. And if you can't, as I said, you can call me about them. But understand that our unconscious has no negative, no, it's not logical, it tends to be symbolic, but the symbols, you're the dreamer. They're your symbols, and they may be universal enough that other people can understand them as well and write books about them and interpret your dreams for you, but that you're part of the same society, you're part of the same group. Whether dreams are our collective unconscious, I don't even know what that means. I know it's a term that other people have used, but they are really, I think, very interesting. We can quite often learn about a little bit more about ourselves by just looking at our dream work, because we literally spend a third of our life not in dreams, because we don't spend the entire 8 hours dreaming, but they're us whispering in our own ear. If you have specific questions, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.